Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas and greater headquarters in the Santa Clarita Valley.
Hey, good day, everybody. Connor MacGyver. Welcome to show number 2015.106, 106th day of the year. Today's our Truth in Lending broadcast. You know, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you relax. I'm going to give you something that's going to cause you to not stress and freak out when it comes to borrowing money to purchase a residence. And I'll tell you, I know some of the big pain points out there. We're not lenders, we're real estate agents, headquartered in Santa Clarita Valley, serving greater Los Angeles. We have a team known as Paris, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com. And here we are locally, working under the RE/MAX brokerage, so I'm very excited to bring you our daily real estate radio show. Check it out, 7-day-a-week format. Yesterday we had our foreclosure update, so you'll get good intel where to go, how to search for those types of properties. You'll be able to look at our market Monday's broadcast. Travel Tuesday's broadcast, we talked about an awesome system that we put together, and we believe the best to search the multiple listing service, MLSBest.com. Let's get into Truth in Lending. Now, the resource online for this is going to be SantaClaritaLending.com. So a couple things. If you are looking for residential real estate, you need that lender. That's an important component, especially, well, only if you're going to be borrowing money to buy a residence. If you don't need to borrow money, then don't worry about a lender. You use cash. There are those little things you need to know about with regard to cash, too. So make sure your trusted advisor has represented people with cash transactions. Because realistically, when you're doing it with bare bones, you're pretty much real low as far as your closing cost portion is going to be. And a lot of times paying cash, you usually get the seller to pay to pick up most everything, even some of your fees. So make sure you check that out. SantaClaritaLending.com, that'll be today's resource. I'll be able to plug in some show notes there later on this morning. Now, whenever you're borrowing money, you know, the lender's going to ask you for all sorts of documentation. They're probably going to send you a request via email. So they're going to find out who you are, who referred you, and then they're going to send you this email request. It's going to have on there things like paycheck stubs and tax returns, and maybe other documents associated with maybe who's got their hand in your cookie jar, or who you're taking, out of whose cookie jar you're taking funds from. So they need all this verified. So then you start that process. You go out there. You have your agent, which hopefully would be us. We're looking for houses. We find you something that you just love. And the process continues. At that point, before we go looking for houses, you're already approved if you're working with us, because we don't want you to get your hopes built up and then only to have them shattered and dashed across the rocks because some lender was a non-hacker, not deserving to pack the gear to serve in the lending profession. We definitely want only qualified people to represent our clients. And also, it's okay to charge, but it's not okay to totally rip off. That's the other component we look at when we refer lenders. So anyway, you give all the paperwork, everything's good, escrow's open, we're moving through the process. Then all of a sudden, the lender is asking for something that you already gave them. That creates stress. You think to yourself, well, gee, didn't I already give this to the lender? And you look it up, and absolutely you did. Now they want it again. And it might not be the lender asking. It might be some other component in that organization asking. Somebody else that has the approval or denial power over your loan. So you give it to them. How you save all that stress from being asked for these documents over and over again is you got to create a folder on your desktop, folks. You have to have a folder that has this information in it that you send to the lender. So if you give them a packet and say, hey, Mr. Lender, this is all that junk you wanted. You actually drop off a hard copy at their office. I would say, listen, make sure that you tell them, you give them this. You say, would you scan everything and send it to me so I can have a copy as well? And hold on to it. That's how you save stress, borrowing money to purchase residential real estate. Save everything you give the lender. Because although it's not the proper or right or good business way of handling things, asking for documentation that's already been submitted. It happens more often than it should, but it'll save you stress if you're prepared. Plus, let's say your lender lies to you. Let's say your lender does something that you don't like and you want to switch tracks. You already have everything you gave him. You can easily pass on that folder on your desktop to another lender to find out if, in fact, they're going to be a better fit. I'm Connor McIver. I hope you enjoyed today's short show. We'll be back tomorrow, Finale Friday show. That's going to be about price changes tonight. We're going to head out to Salt Creek. Salt Creek's exciting. They have some hamburger patties, can't wait. You need me, you call me. 661-400-1720. Thanks for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, also on iTunes, also on Stitcher. Excited about that. We do appreciate it. We'll post up the last 7 days of activity as well on SantaClarisaLending.com. Main site, Paris 911, PARIS911.com. We look forward to speaking with you soon. It's always an honor, and thank you so much for tuning in during our Truth in Lending broadcast, show number 2015.106. Talk to you soon. Over and out.